Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna pray
forever, come on.
Belong.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every praise is to my God. Every worship is to my God. We just thank God on tonight. We just give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord, for tonight. It's an awesome night in you, and we just give you all the praise. God, we just worship you. We love you. We love you. And we love you so more. God, you're so awesome. And I just give God the glory on tonight. I just thank God for another night. I thank God for being here on tonight. I just want to open up the lines and let everybody get a chance just to worship God on tonight. We just love you, God. I'm going to open up lines. And let's just do a corporate worship because he's so worthy. He's so worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, all the lines
hallelujah,
are open.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, mama, see the yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praises to you. We glorify you. Magnify you, Lord. I exalt you, Lord. I'm a call you to push
out. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
We need you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
It is pure gift. When others treat you unfairly,
Remember, our ways with you are much better than fear. My ways are peace and love, which I have poured out into your heart by my spirit. We have four scriptures tonight. The first one coming from Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Isaiah 61:10. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head with like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Ephesians 1:7-8. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Romans 5:5. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. I thank God for that word he's saying tonight to forgive. And I thank God because he forgave us and forgives us over and over again. And now I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Flint for an awesome word. We know God has something awesome for us tonight, so prepare your hearts to receive what it is that he has to give. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Flint, your line is open.
Praise God, praise God. We just thank God. We praise him and we worship him. We magnify his name. We thank God for that song that was played earlier that was telling us that. And we just want to praise him. Just want to praise you forever and ever and ever. For all. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. For all you've done for me. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Let me say mercy, you know, glory and honor. They all belong to you. Now we just thank you, Lord. You got to realize that. My wife told me at 3 o'clock in the morning, felt like the deck was falling apart at the house. And people were preparing. I saw that 1 million people lost power in Georgia alone because of the Hurricane Zeta. But you on this line, that means it didn't touch you. So you got something to just give him the praise for. But like, hey, who got to pray? Who want to praise? Who got a testimony? Who got a praise report? Everybody on this line got a praise report that just in fact the Hurricane Zeta didn't touch you. That's enough to just begin to praise God for your home is intact. The vehicle's intact. You are intact. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Just want to praise you forever and ever and ever and ever. David said, let everything that have breath, what? Praise you, the Lord. I don't know what I'm going with this, but God said, just want to praise you forever for all you've done for me. But and it ain't about all you've done, but the fact that you woke me up this morning with fresh blood running warm through my veins, the activity of my limbs, your breath flowing through my nostrils, oh, God, just the thought of that you thought about me enough to say maybe he's not right yet to come to heaven, or maybe she's not right yet to be in heaven. Maybe I just need him to be there just a little bit longer, you know, just like being in the oven. You know, maybe it's a little more pruning got to take place. Whatever it is, God, thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see day after day. Whether it's a bad report, whether it's a good report, no matter, you know. He said he rained on the just and the unjust the same. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. His word said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. Thank you for choosing me, Lord God. Many are called, but few are chosen. And if you are the chosen few, you got something to praise him about today. If you are some of the, if you are one of the chosen few, you got something to praise him about today. You can clap your hands, stomp your feet, jump for joy, scream hallelujah, whatever. That's some of the hallelujah on one accord. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Where's your praise at tonight, Judah? Sometimes you need an ugly praise. Judah was an ugly praise. He said, his mama, when his mama had him, she didn't feel love or anything else. And God gave her Judah for praise. Where's your praise? Where's your roar? Where's your war cry? This is the season for the warriors to step up. I mean, I wasn't even going here this tonight. God, I'm with you, Lord. Praises. If you got something to praise God about, if you got something on your heart that you want to share with the children of God, with the people of God, if you want to praise God, I'm going to give you some time right now because I can't, this is not a program. This is God's program, not mine. So I'm asking, if I'm just letting this, you know, a CC press, someone press one on the phones. And if you got something to praise, you need to be praising them right now. This is the time to just continue. Hey, I got a praise report. I want to just praise them. I just want to lead you in prayer. I want to, whatever God on your heart right now, just press one and just go with it. She'll see you and recognize you. Until then, I just continue to praise them by myself because I love them so much. Lord, I love you so much. I praise you and I worship you. God, I thank you, God, for just loving on me. I thank you, God, for changing me. I thank you, Lord, for saving me and delivering me. I thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made, and I'll rejoice and be glad in it. God, thank you for deliverance, God. Oh, I thank you, God, for thinking enough of me, God, to wake me up with fresh blood running warm through my veins, God. Thinking enough of me, God, to keep my family intact, God. Keeping my family intact, keep my wife in place, God. Even now, God, even this week alone, she got a sense of taste back. She got a sense of smell back. And the sweating on her finger going out. God, I thank you, Lord God. She said she got COVID toes in her finger. But God, I thank you that right now the frostbite in her hand is being removed. God is going out. Even as we're praying right now, even as we're speaking right now, God, you're touching her, God. You're healing, you're delivering, you're setting free, Father. And I'm grateful for that alone, God. Oh, I just praise you. I praise even my mother, God. They gave her some kind of thing about it, talking about a liver and hepatitis, God, I rebuke that spirit of infirmity, God. I rebuke, God, whatever it is, continue to try to harm her kidneys, harm her liver, whatever it is, God, I speak to it now. I speak, God, total healing into her body. I call down the firepower, anointing of healing to go in her body, God, from the trumpet to the very sole of her feet, God, and begin to consume with a consuming fire, God. I speak like Elijah did. He said to the captain in his 50th, if I'm the man of God, I call down fire to come and consume. And it did just that. The word said, command, give me the things concerning the works of my hands, God. I command you to move now. My daughter yesterday said she was upset, stomach queasy. I don't know why she's been throwing up and using the bathroom, God. But you know, God, and we speak to that. I speak healing into her body right now as we speak, God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, and I worship you, and I magnify your name. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me, God, for all you continue to do, God. I thank you, God, for even working out things that the reason why I've been away from home, God. You're figuring it out now. You're making it happen now, God. Do it now, God. It's been tied up enough. And God, here's where we are. We're proud warriors, and we're praying for our angels. Daniel went down and prayed, and the answer to his prayer came immediately, but the prince of Persia was holding Gabriel up, God. The archangel had to get him delivered. I'm speaking right now to Michael, the archangel, God, to whoever got that message and the answer, God. God, I'm speaking that it be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We got everybody on this line that got something that needs to be released, God. My daughter said yesterday, this is the season of the release. God, so I command the release to take place now, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Again, in Isaiah, you said, command, give me the things because it works in my hands. I command you to do it now, God. We come boldly from the throne room of grace, God, and we command it to be done now. It could be healing, God. It could be deliverance. It could be a financial breakthrough, God. You know what your children need. You know what is needed, God, in the body of Christ. You know what is needed, God, in your children's households. You know what is needed, God. It might be a child need to be saved, a loved one, God, need to be delivered, God. from some strange addiction, God. Well, you know what it is, God. Do it now, God. We consider it done, and we're not accepting no for an answer. In Jesus' name. And so, did you say somebody had pressed one?
Yes. 279, your line is open.
Tonight, I just want to thank God for keeping us fit all around us. We've been through stuff, but the good thing about it is at the end of the day, it's the sunshine. And we know that it's sunshine. We have to just hold on through the storm and through the rain and through the trials and through the tribulations. And tonight is such a blessing. It's more of a blessing every day to see what God does. And we got to know that it is not too much for God to do more today than he did yesterday, and more the next day than he did that, and more and more and more and more. And it's infinitely more in God. We got to know it. Now, I want to say I thank him for you, Sister Maria, and your husband doing this blog and the children. And I thank him for everyone on this live, because we are on one accord. And we are a house together, because the words say a house divided against itself will not stand. And today, I just want to thank him for his grace and mercy and for keeping us during the storm and for the wisdom that I personally gained from those moments. And as I was sharing with Reverend today, and she knows who I'm talking about, and Apostle, today that power of the 91st Psalm, I began to recite that around 6. Because normally, I don't like storms. I used to when I was a child. They didn't bother me, but I don't know if I got older or more awake or whatever, but I said, Lord, you are not fearful. And the 91st Psalm, it abated that the storm, and it began to calm down. And this is a part of trusting God, not trusting in you and what you know, but trusting the God, trusting God. When you hear things hitting up against the roof, up against the house, and then you begin to think, well, the people who got hit worse than us, Lord, what do they do? Then you begin to pray for others outside of your condition, outside of your condition and your situation, and that's what God wants us to do. We got to look beyond these circumstances, and we got to see that just like the songs you all played when we came on here, every praise that we do, the storm didn't make me weaker. Actually, the storm made me stronger, and out of that is coming many more testimonies, because it did something for me that the storm probably has never done before. I realized some things, and it made me happier, more excited to go forth and take care of the chores that I have. As apostles say, you can pray all you want, you got angels, but they're not going to clean out your car for you. So you got to have physical strength, and you got to have faith without works is dead. You got to have that all working together, and that's what God is doing. He's putting it all together, and I thank him for this line, and I want somebody else to talk, so I'm going to get off, but I thank him for you all's healing, Sister Maria and your baby Anthony. I thank him for lifting you all up. And we lift each other up, and that's what God wants us to do. We got to lift each other up to get through this. We got to. And the more we lift each other up, the more we come together, the stronger and the better things are going to be. Because I serve a God who got everything. In my Father's house, a many mansions. He said he'd go to prepare a place for us, and where he is, we may be also. So that's the God I'm serving. In the name of Jesus, love you all. Amen.
Love you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for those powerful words. If anybody else has anything else that they would like to add to, or a testimony, a praise report, press one and I can recognize you.
If not, even just can I just go forward?
Four, no, we have 3, 6, 4,
okay.
7. Mama, your line is open. Okay. All right. 5659. Open. 5659, your line is open.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. I give God all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. And I just thank him so very, very, very much. I thank him for the breath of life, hallelujah. For it's not on the outside. I said, people, it's not the outside. Stop looking at the outside so much. Go within. Go within yourself. Go within the situation. I was at a place in my sleep, whereas there was a person, well, a voice, a spirit, it come to me, and it just, it said, I have the cure. Hallelujah. I said, the cure for what? You know, I have what will wipe it all out. Hallelujah. And they gave me a piece of paper, and it was folded up, and they were gone just like that. And all I remember is I forgot about the piece of paper that had been given to me. And I was just in the spirit giving God the praise, the honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, I'm going to praise you, Lord, till I cannot praise you anymore. I'm just going to praise you, Lord. I'm just going to praise you, Lord, till I cannot praise you anymore. And I kept on praising the Lord. And all of a sudden, I dropped something, and I reached down to pick it up. And when I picked it up, it said, 2 Chronicles 7:14. That was the cure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I said, it wasn't the cure. It is the cure. It is the healing of all things. It is the healing, and I give God the praise, honor, and the glory. So it come in my spirit, and I have to tell it to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are good at passing it on. We always good at paying it forward. But are we good at spreading the word that 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer to the pandemic, answer to the back that doesn't seem to heal, that is the answer to the feet that hurt all the time, is the answer to the business proposition that doesn't seem to want to do right. They want to take you for granted. My God. Glory be to God. And we all know what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. Can you imagine if each and every person were to be obedient and follow that prescription that was written by he himself? Don't allow yourself to be kicked to the curb. Don't allow yourself to be fooled. Don't allow him to get you this time. Don't let them take away your blessings. We testify all the time about the promises of God and hallelujah, how we gonna stand. No, not we gonna stand. This is a God of now. We are standing. We don't have anything to worry about. For the prescription is in the middle of your hand. And obedience is the key. I give God all praise, honor, and glory. For he gave me a wonderful, wonderful word. Hallelujah, today. for something that has to do with my business. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I give him the praise and the honor because it all ties in with him. And that's the way I want it to be.
Amen. Amen.
God
hallelujah.
Bless y'all.
God bless you. And that prescription that she gave us, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Hallelujah. 1436, your line is open. Okay. 6447, your line is open, and then we're going to go into the word because the time is passing us by. 6447, your line is open. Okay. 6447, did you want to say anything? Amen. Well, we just thank God for all those testimonies and all those praise reports that have gone forth thus far. And I'm just waiting for, okay, here we go. Pastor Flint, your line is open. We're ready for the word for tonight.
Praise God. All right. Glory to his name. We want to thank him for ever and ever and ever. In a whole other direction. This is where we're going to go. I got to just do what he told me to do. And that was a topic to be whose responsibility is it? That's a question you ask yourself tonight. But you're going to say, whose responsibility is it? When I was like 12 years old, my grandfather had a vision on the side of his bed. And his vision he was sitting on the side of the bed and two angels came. Well, two came and got him and took him. And he was on the side of the bed and they came and they took him to heaven and they asked him a question. He was at the gates, and he couldn't answer that question, simple Bible question. He never even said what the question was, but he couldn't answer it. So they sent him to hell. And he saw everybody. He saw so many people being tormented. You know, but what got him the most, we saw children in hell. He saw so many children that was in hell. And this was in, say, 86. 1985, 1986, because I was 11, 12 years old. And it did something to him so bad to see all those children in hell. And so he called my mother. Called my mother, said, Rosalie, you got to get here. You got to get here from church. And she went and talked to him. He told her about the dream. He told her the vision. He cried. And then in that time, he gave his life to God. He got saved. But what God is telling me is this. There's a scripture in Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. 6th verse says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. We can go to another scripture in Hosea. They say Hosea 4:6, saying, my children are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And since you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being my priest. So I ask yourself tonight, when you look at the things that's going on, I showed my younger brother yesterday, today, this morning, I seen on the news feed that come on my phone that there was a man that it was in Las Vegas, threw a 2-year-old child out of the window to a death. 2-month-old, not sorry, not 2 years, 2-month-old child. I'm going to a death. Then he tried to set the apartment on fire. And so I'm just now where some teenagers, there beat another teenager with a pole and tried to drive and drop off in the river, 3 girls. So when you look at this mindset that we have, or you look at the parents that let the television and Nickelodeon and Disney be the babysitter, or you got a child that's 5, 6 years old with an iPhone, a smartphone, and you know, they swipe it, but on that phone it's not locked, so now they hit the wrong button and now they're watching porn. So you got all these different things, and you say, whose responsibility is it that my child is being fed like they in Malak, how in Baal worship and how they used to feed the child into Malak in the Valley of Gehenna. The Malak was a monster with the fire where they took the tribe, but they used to feed their children at. They used to beat the drums so you can hear the cry of the children being fed through the fire. That was what they said, you won't feed your children through the fire. But they fed their children through the fire in a form of worship. I said tonight, who responsibility is it that when I don't want to be bothered, I sit with my child in front of the television and just let all unclean spirits feed my child so that my child is familiar with demons in the form of a fairy tale or in the form of Disney, in the form of Nickelodeon, in the form of a bunny rabbit or whatever you want to call it. And at this time, when it approaches my child in a sleep, or it approaches my son in his sleep, or approaches them in their room while they're in there playing with the toys, and it has befriended them, and I said, this is my imaginary friend, or this is my, who fault is it? When your child says, I'm going to burn the house down, or mom and dad, I'm going to kill you, and they perform those acts. Or they say, my child is bipolar, schizophrenic, or whatever. He's 10 years old and diagnosed with anxiety. So now we're going to put him on Ritalin. Giving him more drugs and less love. So when the child said, we talk about Black Lives Matter, but you got young girls on TV saying, they did this on the internet, saying, you know, the 13 and 14 did a little pack that was pregnant. And they said, if I can get 100 likes, I'll kill this baby. When we have child murderers, and you remember when Atlanta, we had that big thing with the kidnapping. My brother got, and myself, we got chased by him. The dude stayed next, and he was visiting one of our neighbors next door. Atlanta missing the murdered children. But they say, train up a child in the way it should go. Myself, have I been training? How have you been training your child? Joshua said, that's for me and mine, we're going to serve the Lord. Even God had to train up Joshua a little bit more. He told him, hey, be strong and courageous. Look at Joshua 1, verse 9. Let's see what God had to say to Joshua. Look what Jesus had to do to his disciples. Peter and all the other ones. He had to tell them, man, oh, ye of little faith. He had to build up that faith in them. And they walked with him. David, train up a child in the way it should go. This is what God is saying. And just to hear the stone of phone earlier, when I knew this direction God wanted to go with for us to praise and to worship, when she was saying that in the storm, she learned something. That I can go through some things. But we always say we go through to get through, to bring somebody else through. Yeah, I hear God saying, train them up. What? Train them how to be proud warriors. Train them how to pray. Train them how to intercede. We're talking about, you know, people that have fallen away, like, they know God. Yeah, we know. They know of God. But do they know God? Even America, America was built on God. It's a different God. America and the forefathers or whatever you want to call them, and they say this is built one nation under God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you tonight, that's a different God than the God you serve. That's a different God than the God you serve. And then you get upset and say, why does the evangelicals, you know, give Trump all the support they give him? That's a different God than the God you serve. When you know the God that you know, the God that spoke to Moses out of a burning bush, the God that allowed his son to be on the cross till he said it is finished, the God that gave David the anointing, and the God that allowed Daniel the strength to continue to pray, that the fortitude to pray even when he knew that the lion's den was waiting on him. And when you say angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him, what a mighty God we serve. That's a different type of God. So how do I train up my child? And then lo and behold, what about the orphans? Those are in foster care. Those are in group homes. Those are that don't have parents to train them up. Whose responsibility is it? We say take a village. Now, that has been broken up. Why? Because that's the government. We as the body of Christ have allowed. So now people say, you better not say nothing to my child. You better not talk to my child. Well, that wasn't the case anymore. But now we're so rebellious. We're so arrogant. We're so evil-minded. What God is that? What God do you serve? You don't want nobody to say nothing to your child. You don't want nobody to correct your child. Your child can do whatever they want to do. And then go back to the government because you can't discipline the child. So not every child has a sense of entitlement, a sense of arrogance, a sense of pride, a sense of thinking this is me, this is what it's supposed to be. You can't tell me nothing. And so guess what? A little whipping go a long way. That's why it says spare not the rod. We spared the rod far too long. And now look what's happening. Pity party here, pity party there. And all we want to crop up is mercy and grace instead of being obedient. Listen, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true. Save me, sanctify me, fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can stand strong. Let me get into me and let me get into you. So I can say I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Or I can say because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. I can say I worship you, Lord, just because of who you are. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Jehovah Nissi, my banner, my victory. Jehovah Shammah, my praise. Hey. Come on, just because of who you are, El Shaddai, the Almighty, all-breasted one. I look at my life and I look at the things that I've done and how he kept me. He kept me. I've done some crazy things in my 46 years of living. Played what you call, might well call Russian roulette, because that's what it was. I rolled the dice with my life. But he kept me. His grace, his mercy kept me. Young man fornicating, young man selling drugs, young man drinking, young man smoking marijuana, young man carrying guns. And they say you live by the gun, you die by the gun. You look at the things that's happening in Chicago and Atlanta, all these senseless murders been taking place. Every time you look at something, somebody is dying and somebody getting shot and somebody getting killed. And it's not them killing us, it's us that's killing us. Because we allowed ourselves to be used by the Spirit. You know, we had a song back then when we was doing the gospel, Love Don't Live Here Anymore. And the gist of the song was just imagine yourself doing all the dumb stuff. Look at these people that's facing life in prison and all this other time that when they was under the influence of the spirit that allowed that forced them or enticed them or influenced them to do the dumb stuff, and then when they wake up in that jail cell the next morning and the spirit is gone, they don't know what they done or why they done it. So now they're saying, you abandoned me. You don't live anymore. But it's too late. There's something in the French church, three people just got murdered and two was beheaded. What forces that energy? Where does that come from? I know someone else said, we're talking about our president, which was the last 8 years before Trump was President Obama. But you got to realize what he did. He helped legalize same-sex marriages and push the homosexual agenda more than anybody. But we say that's our president. That's what the people say. I don't say it, but that's the voice. But then you got to realize how that goes against, God said that's an abomination. In Romans 1:26-27, he said they became love. He said it. Doing what is unseemly with the body and with itself, and that turned them over to a minor reprobation. But we honor that. Yeah, we're believers. It's time to go vote and for socialism, for homosexuality, for abortions, all the things that you as a believer, disagree with. And one of the parties is so forward, and the majority of people saying, that's my party. And you're the body of Christ. Ask yourself this question. Who is really responsible for taking prayer out of the schools, for allowing it to happen? Who's responsible for saying you can't discipline your child any longer? Who's responsible for allowing it? We sat back and we watched, just like Adam sat back and watched what happened to Eve. He sat there and watched. He was directly close to her because after she partake, she gave it to him. Hey, bite this. So we had to watch what was going on. And that's what we done. We sat on the sideline and watched. Then we say, woe is me, or it should be like this, it should have been like that. It should have done something. What are Elijah's, Elisha's, the John the Baptist? The ones that cry loud, spare not. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is at hand. Calling all kingdom citizens to the stands. Calling to the field. It's time to stop being a fan and get in the game. Train up a child. How are you training up your children? Prophet said, hey, she talked about Psalms 91, and we look at Psalms 23, we look at Psalms 27, Psalms 35. It's so many different things. You got the Proverbs. You got things that you can get into to train them up. Train them up in godliness. Every dude that was an ex-Satanist, and he said he was trained up in the occult so heavily that they had Satan church probably about 14 hours a day. Since he was 9 years old and 10 years old, teaching them. We get in church over 2 hours and we get the itching and nervous and complaining like it's been hell too long. Because the whole thing of the spirit has switched us over to microwave services. The praise and worship, set the stage for the pastor to preach. He gives a message, she gives a message. Take up the offering, and we're gone. It's a program. See you next week. See you in Bible study. And that's the stage we set. And we become, from being ministers of the gospel, we become inspirational speakers, great inspirational speakers, motivators. The apostles, the ones that have been sent, are not even going out anymore. The evangelists is the one that are soul winners. He that wins souls is wise, are not one to be soul winners any longer. The office of the prophet is not even recognized as much any longer. Why? who's responsible for the falling away of the body of Christ? When he said there'll be a great apostasy, there'll be a great falling away. We rely on the government. That's our God. We rely on the education. Train up a child. Train a child up in holiness. Christ said, hey, he went to the temple at 12 years old. His mama went home and daddy home, and he still stayed there. They're looking for him. Like, hey, man, you know I'm going to be here. About my father's business. I'm going to be here. All I'm saying is that the body of Christ suffered from an identity crisis. We can identify with everything else but what we need to. And that's being kingdom. I'm talking about myself. I ain't talking about nobody else tonight. I'm responsible for it. When they fall away and I had the opportunity to do something about it or say something about it, I'm responsible for it. He told Ezekiel, the blood is on your hands if I let you be ignorant. The blood is on my hands if I let you be ignorant. The blood is on my hands. If I let you continue to fall away for lack of knowledge, it's on my hands. You're a watchman. Start watching if you're not going to speak what thus saith the Lord when he tells you to speak it. So just sit on the sideline. The watchman rings there alone. Even in the streets, when we was hustling, we had lookouts to let you know when the police coming or somebody's trying to come rob. And they had to sing the alarm. They had to sound the alarm. Hey, fire in the hole, whatever it was. Even in the military, you telling people to do stuff like that. You got to let people know, hey, I mean, you're a watchman. You need to tell them folks, hey, you need to scream, fire, fire, hell fire. 2 years I had to preach about hell, and that's all I could preach about, and the different experiences. But that's what it's about. Hell is real. Yeah, heaven is real. But hell is real. Place of torment. It's real. And we can keep downplaying or whatever we want to do and make it seem like it's not, but it is. And you can get paid to go to hell. For I say the wages of sin is death. You get paid to go. You may not like it when you get there. Train up a child in holiness, in righteousness. When your child stop being your child? Jesus said, I'm a child of God. That's my daddy. I'm going to do what my daddy say do. He was 33 years at that age. And he said, you're all the children of God. So you got adopted with a spirit of adoption where you can cry out, Abba, Father, I belong to you. So if she's 90 years old and she lost, still a child. But the thing that shook my granddaddy the most was that it was young children that was in hell. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. I know, see, we told our children they're 12 years old and they sin is on their parents until then. But God said, not so. When a child knows the difference between right and wrong, hot and cold, you tell that child to touch that stove and it's hot. He said, don't touch it no more. The child, you done smacked them on up. That child knows the difference between right and wrong and continue to live unrighteously. Or a child like take something and don't hide it, because you know I just had it like my son Anthony. I think it was a toy or something he got out the store when he was younger at the Dollar General, like some free. It might have had like a sign like buy one get one free or some free stuff or whatever. He took it innocently, but if he know that. If he was to steal that stuff and was to die right in and out, if he stole it knowing that it was, you know, he's stealing it, he just took it because he saw free. But what if he does like, I'm going to take this because I want to steal it at age of 6 and 5 years old? What happens then? Understand, man, let's train up a child. Proverbs 22:6. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, God. We honor you. We praise you. We worship you. We repent, Father, for all the things that we complain about because we sat back and let it happen. We sat back and let them take all our kingdom, living kingdom, what they call rights. We sat back and let them be snatched away, God. Prayer, your Ten Commandments, and all these different things, God. Prayer in the school, God. And after, when they took it away, then you had all these shootings and killings in the school, God. All these different things, God, in our homes, God. We've in covenant with the government, even in our marriages, with these contracts. Contracts is covenants. Certificates. Where's your wedding certificate? And we have the governor as the witness to this contract. And then when we get up, we wonder why your children can become ward of the state, because you're married to the state. It's not just you and your husband or you and your wife. It's you, your wife, and the state. And that's why they can take your child. But we allow this to happen. The birth certificates, the social securities, all these different things we allow to happen. And then we wars me. And then the pity parties. Even the land on the government to provide. They give a woman a Section 8 house, but the husband can't be there. The separation is always in place. To separate and divide and conquer the family or the order of family that you put in place, God. Yeah, we want to complain. So, Father, we honor you tonight. And Father, we repent for falling short. But we say, Daddy, we'll do better. Help us, heal us, deliver us. Deliver our mind. It shall not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Make us transformers tonight. And renew our mind. Let this mind be in us, Father. That was also in your Son, Christ Jesus. That we realize that obedience is better than sacrifice. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise tonight. In your Son Jesus Christ's name we pray. And so it is. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to ask anybody who's saved if they want to receive salvation. But I'm just going to pray this prayer for each and every one of us on this line. I know you're saved. I know you're apostles. I know you're pastors. I know you're preachers. I know you're ministers. I know you're evangelists. I know you know you're all on fire for the Lord. But this prayer I want to pray. Father, we ask God that you forgive us of our sins tonight. Those knowing and unknown. Sins of omission and sins of commission, God. Father, we ask that you accept us as your child, your servant, as we accept you as our Father, our Lord, and our personal Savior. Your word says, God, if we confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart, that we shall be saved. Father, we no longer want to have blood on our hands. And we want to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, as we're doing this now and you're accepting us now, we be honored, God. Glory and praise yet again. Everyone on the sound of my voice, God. And so it ends. Turn on them. Turn your hands, Avengers, from
praise God, praise God. We thank God for that word. Train up a child as he or she shall go. Thank you, Lord, for that word. If anybody wants to add to or take away, please press 1 and I will recognize you. I'll open up your line. 1436. Your line is open.
I praise God for listening to the powerful word that God has given to us tonight. And I thank God for it. I was afraid I wouldn't get a chance to get on because my phone lacked up earlier. And man's trying to dial me. But I just thank God for the message that I need, that I have received it. And I praise God for it. And I was going to sing a song, but I don't think my battery's going to hold out long enough. So it's just going to be a little short song, if it's okay.
Okay, she's dropped. I'm pretty sure she'll be back on. 6447, your line is open.
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry earlier. I didn't realize my phone was on mute, but I had a song that God had put in my spirit, because I thank God for all the ways in which he has healed me. And I thank God for my son, Pastor, praying for me tonight. It seemed like it goes from one victory to another victory, because I don't claim defeat in anything. And I've learned, and that what was burning in my heart and my spirit as he was bringing the word and speaking about my dad. You know, Jesus said to take up your cross and follow me. And it also says in Psalms, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I shall deliver them from them all. And I've learned through all of my suffering, through all of everything that has come up in my life, it's drawn me closer and closer to the Lord. I praise him tonight because there are many times I could have turned my back and said, Lord, you can't love me for this to be happening to me. But that never even entered into my mind. But I just want to close with this, Luke. I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. For if I suffer, I know I'll have eternal life. For when I see Jesus, it's amen. When I see the one who died for me, it's amen. All of my trials, every one of my tribulations, they will be over. For when I see my Jesus, it's one of it. It's one of it. And that what my life is. It's what my life has been. But I'm so glorious, great, happy that I have the Lord in my life. God bless you, and God bless you. My son and the urologist excelling, excelling. Oh, I praise God for how he's moving in you and you. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 If anyone else has anything that they want to add to or take away, please press 1. I'll recognize you. If not, we're going to do our benediction. All right. We just thank you, Lord, for tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, all that you're going to do. God, we ask for protection, even as I can hear this wind blowing so hard outside. God, I ask that you keep us all covered with your blood. God, I ask that you keep us safe for those that don't have power. God, I ask that you restore. God, I thank you for healing. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. On tonight, Lord God, I ask that you keep us covered from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for everything, for each and every person on this line, God. Be with them, cover them, their family members everywhere. And I just give you the glory, honor, and the praise on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Until next Thursday, we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great, great, awesome, blessed week.